Latinos now make up a quarter of Sonoma County's population. And in one of the morning's bright spots, Ben Stone from the County Economic Development Board detailed how that is affecting the local business community.
Believe it or not, we have over 4,000 Hispanic businesses in Sonoma County. That's around 15 or 20% of our business base. 80% of those, though, are very small businesses. They're sole proprietors with a relatively small number of employees. The growth rate for the Hispanic businesses is really amazing, 8%. That's twice the overall rate of growth nationally. Not only is business growing, Hispanic household income in Sonoma County is $2 billion. That's 10% of our total economy.
But most of the other presentations at the sold-out gathering at the Flamingo Hotel were more sobering. Keynote speaker David Grusky, head of the Stanford Institute on Poverty and Inequality, opened with this grim statistic.
California is the highest poverty state in the country. 22% of the population of California is in poverty, almost one in four. We think of California as the land of plenty. It is. It's also the land of poverty.
The rate is a bit higher for children, Grusky added, and would be much worse without public safety net programs.
The safety net is doing profound anti-poverty work. If we didn't have it, we'd have almost 40% of children in the state in poverty. The other side of the story is that even after the safety net has done everything that it does, we have an extraordinarily high poverty rate for children, over 25%.
Today, after years of study, he explained, there is a clear path available for reducing poverty, one that emphasizes early interventions to boost health and educational opportunities. But knowing that doesn't make it easy to accomplish.
We already know what to do, and we should commit to it. The causes are simple. The consequences are very, very complicated. So if you try a downstream approach, it's a long, long haul. The upstream approach is quite straightforward. It's not easy, but we know what to do.
Sonoma State University President Ruben Armenana said his vision of an anti-poverty magic bullet was education. But that, too, requires an early commitment.
The decision to go to college is not a decision that is made in the 12th grade. It is a family decision that is made extremely early in life, second, third grade at the latest.
Encouragingly, Latino enrollment is growing sharply at both the university and SRJC, where President Frank Chong announced a new federal grant will reinforce that trend.
SRJC, I'm proud to announce, just received a $2.5 million grant for 5 years to serve Latino students. And from the time I arrived 3 years ago, we were at 25% threshold, we're now at 32%. And it's going to continue to go to 40%.
Disparities in education and income are major contributors to poor health among Latinos, including one sizable subset, Sonoma County farm workers, Dr. Enrique Gonzalez reported.
The farm workers that they interviewed, 90% were male. The median age, 37, pretty young. What is very sad is that 70% of these people that basically are the engine of the wine industry and others have no insurance, no medical insurance. 70%.
Moreover, farm workers as a group reported high rates of smoking, binge drinking, and soda consumption. And Gonzalez said 40% of them said their own health was either fair or poor. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.